Hello, everyone. This is your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Exposing racism, white supremacy for exactly what it is so that you and your loved ones can counter this nasty, stinking, wretched, disgusting system. The purpose of this podcast is to eliminate all confusion in regards to racism and what it is, so that those who are classified as black are no longer confused. We broadcast weekly, Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Inform any black person you think that may be remotely interested in countering racism of what we're doing. Spread the word. We find this show to be necessary because before a problem can be solved, it has to be identified and understood. And too many black people do not understand racism. Visit us at CobrasInAction.org, a website dedicated to countering racism and replacing it with justice. Because too many black people remain confused about racism, we created this site. Not only do we articulate precisely what racism is, but we also give specifics on how to counter it. Click on the menu tab and listen to archives of The Barbershop. Read articles on racism and strategies and tactics on how to counter racism. And listen to the radio network, Cobra Radio, the most dangerous radio network in the world. Once you're on the site, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and SoundCloud. We're always publishing content to all of our social media sites, articles, videos, and music. So please follow. We have three new podcasts: Flex Talk, a podcast dedicated to improving the physical, mental, and spiritual health of black people; Urugu, an analysis of white people; and Black News, the podcast that delivers your news from a black perspective in under 10 minutes. We do Flex Talk on Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. Urugu is not on a set schedule, and Black News is done every night, or at least I try to do it every night. Not on a set time, but usually I do it around 10:30, 11 o'clock every night. And it's just a brief summary of news that is of importance to black people. But just go to CobrasInAction.org, click the menu tab, and then click on podcasts to listen to any of the shows. We're also on iTunes. Just search for Cobra Podcasts and subscribe. Today, I want to go over what racism is, what it is not, and make the case as to why it is the world's greatest problem. Let's take a quick station break and then we'll get started. You are listening to The Barbershop on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Be back.
How many of you want to see the black family back together? Black man back with his black woman. There is no woman like the black woman, black man. About Shango and sing on the front line.
Can't you admit nothing to say?
Mother of civilization, queen of the land, goddess of the universe. Oh, black man, we've been blessed. You leave Susie Rotten Wickham alone. Give me a black goddess sister. I can't resist her. No blonde hair, blue eyes, pale skin, burly complexion, recessive difference.
Straight up.
No frills, no frills. You can know.
you know, this is coming from, again, we can only speak from our own personal view. You know, I was an employer in Orlando, Florida. I put 300 people to work in the community. Not one black elected official. When that contract was lost, no one said, let's make sure we continue to keep, you know, black people working. Was I expecting them to do it? No. But it just doesn't happen. We fight, we take the easy issues. Let's talk about black-on-black crime. It's much easier for me to stand up there and talk about black-on-black crime rather than talking about police brutality. It's much easier to have a panel of inviting the police into the community to tell us how we need to behave better rather than holding the police accountable on Front Street. Almost
exactly.
A dozen women were raped here in Oklahoma
Obama
City.
Talking about we need to build a better relationship with the police. How can black people build a relationship with the exact same entity that has been designed to oppress them and deny them their rights? The purpose of the police is to intimidate the oppressed against seeking justice. That's why the police are there. You can't build no relationship with the police. That's like asking a woman who's been raped to build a relationship with her rapist or somebody who's been stolen from to build a relationship with the thief. That is crazy. You never saw nobody ask the European Jews to build a relationship with the Nazis, but they want black people to build a relationship with the police. And we said we're not doing that. We unapologetically African. We're going to stand up for what's right, and no Uncle Tom bootlegger Negro is going to make us take the line of least resistance because that's gotten us nowhere in 50 years.
Victims Guaranteed Qualification, VGQ.
There was a lot of backlash from people about that. Would you change it, what you said, or you still feel the same way? What's your thought on Black Lives Matter?
What is it? What do you mean?
The idea is that there's this movement called Black Lives Matter, thinking that the rest of America didn't seem to understand that Black Lives Matter.
It just sounds weird. I don't know that you put a name on. It's not a name. It's not whatever, whatever. If somebody got shot by police for a reason. I am a young black rich. If that don't let you know that America understand black matter these days, I don't know what it is. Don't come at me with that dumb, man. My life matter, especially to my.
Do you separate yourself from it?
I don't feel connected to a damn thing that ain't got nothing to do with me. If you do, you crazy as you connected to this flag right as I'm connected. I'm a gangbanger, man. I'm connected.
He ended our interview angrily. Lil Wayne is in the business of making music, not apology.
Well, in the system of white supremacy, anything that non-white people do nowadays in 2016 that is non-constructive and has a constructive effect on the behavior and the, you might say, the welfare, the well-being of non-white people, the white supremacists are not in favor of it. Otherwise, how are you going to have white supremacy if you're going to have black people oriented, thinking about, having a vision of, working toward, doing things that are of constructive value? And this includes the third area of activity. You don't want any black entertainment to be constructive. You want it to be non-constructive. You want black people to be doing things that don't build up anything. Just everything falling down, everything deteriorated. I mean, you want black people to glorify killing each other, all right? You know, in your entertainment. I mean, you know, if you're going to have an assembly of black people somewhere to get where they agree to all get together and whatnot, you got to have some gunfire there. You got to have some bodies dropping. You got to have people fleeing for their lives and whatnot after they come together. All right, that's what they came together for. Everybody understands when you get a bunch of black people together, it's going to be something evil that's going to happen. Otherwise, if it's not evil happening, what are we together for? That's got to be a part of black culture. I mean, hey, terrible things are going to happen. I mean, whether it's a soccer game, I mean, you know, and somewhere along the line, people are going to start punching each other out, kicking each other, shooting maybe, or something like that. Or whether it's any event, a big barbecue or something, on the black side of town. And the white supremacists sit back and say, okay, you know how they're going to act. See, get all geared up to have with the riot gear and whatnot, because, you know, they are very destructive people, and they come together with the idea of being destructive.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they know. This is their habit. This is their culture. See? So we want to do away with that in the compensatory counter-racist era, to where we should be dedicated to going with the rest of what we call the infinity. No more of that nonsense. And don't come together with that in mind, and don't even, you know, anything that looks like it's going in that direction, just don't participate in it. Don't go.
Right.
See, let's get down to the doing part. Just say, no, no. If I don't have a guarantee, this is going to be constructive.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Before I get started, I just want to say that racism, white supremacy is real. It's not just some little cute phrase that I'm saying for shits and giggles. If you are not convinced of their superior position, just look up the 13th Amendment. See how slavery was never abolished and how it has morphed into what they call mass incarceration. But when you scratch beneath the surface, it becomes quite clear that it's just flat out slavery. Remember, most black men are in prison for nonviolent crimes and are put there by a criminal justice system controlled by white people, the ones that make all the rules and laws, to continue exploiting niggas for labor. Only a people in a superior position can enslave another people, folks. Deal with it. I've written a book. I'm currently working on getting the book cover completed, but I have written a book that articulates racism in as clear and concise of a manner you are going to get, and is a must read for any person classified as black. The book is intended for any black person, but was written with people that have had no exposure to what racism is in mind. It's an introduction to racism, what it is, and ideas on how to counter it. There are several books that need to be read by all black people for a complete understanding of racism. For an introduction to racism, I suggest my book, Racism is White Supremacy, which will be put out in the marketplace very soon. Nellie Fuller's book, The United Independent Compensatory Code System Concept, a textbook workbook for thought, speech, and or action for victims of racism, white supremacy. And for a theory on why white people behave the way they do, I suggest Dr. Francis Cress Welsing's The ISIS Papers and Dr. Marimba Anai's Urugu. With the election of Donald Trump, it has become painfully clear to me just how lost we are as a people when it comes to racism. We need to understand that white people collectively intend harm to all non-white people, especially black people. So I'm going to use The Barbershop to go over concepts in my book, because this stuff can't be repeated enough. We have to get a much clearer understanding of racism, because if we do not, we will not survive as a people. Okay, so first, let me start with my definition of racism. Racism, quite simply, is white supremacy. Why is racism white supremacy? If you look up the term racism in any dictionary, it will say the belief in the superiority of one so-called race over all other so-called races. There will be other cute little words thrown in there, like hate and prejudice. to try to make the term applicable to anyone and hide the real culprits. Well, anyone can hate, and anyone can be prejudiced. But what describes Black people's mistreatment in regards to racism? It's the part of the definition that talks about the superiority of a race over all other races. This is the key part of the definition Black people better focus on. And this is why the only people that are racist, the only people that are superior, are white people. Why am I saying white people are superior? Is it because I'm some Uncle Tom Negro looking for extra chicken and butter biscuits from good, nice little Christian crackers? No. No. I'm saying that white people are superior because all the evidence points to them being superior in all major areas of human activity: economics, education, entertainment, health, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. White people dominate everyone else. They believe they are superior and have the evidence to back it up, which is why I simply say racism is white supremacy. And that's the title of my book, Racism is White Supremacy. I want to briefly go over what is not racism. We must be clear in calling out who practices racism and those who can't practice it even if they wanted to. We must begin with the history of racism as a concept. Europeans, people whose race is classified as white, started the concept of race. In her 1997 article, The Origins of Race, Audrey Smedley argues that race was institutionalized beginning in the 18th century as a worldview, a set of culturally created attitudes and beliefs about human group differences. She says that in the latter part of the 17th century, the demand for labor grew enormously. It had become clear that neither Irishmen nor Indians made good slaves. More than that, the real threats to social order were the poor free whites who demanded lands and privileges that the upper class colonial governments refused. Some colonial leaders argued that turning to African labor provided a buffer against the masses of poor whites. She goes on to say, and this is very important, folks, that toward the end of the 18th century, the image of Africans began to change dramatically. The major catalyst for this transformation was the rise of a powerful anti-slavery movement that expanded and straightened and that strengthened during the Revolutionary era, both in Europe and in the United States. As a consequence, pro-slavery forces found it necessary to develop new arguments for defending the institution. Focusing on physical differences, they turned to the notion of the natural inferiority of Africans and thus their God-given suitability for slavery. Such arguments became more frequent and strident from the end of the 18th century on, and the characterizations of Africans became more negative. From here, we see the structuring of the ideological components of race. The term race, which had been a kind of classification term like type or kind, but with ambiguous meaning, became more widely used in the 18th century and crystallized into a distinct reference for Africans, Indians, and Europeans. by focusing on the physical and status differences between the conquered and enslaved peoples and Europeans, the emerging ideology linked the socio-political status and physical traits together and created a new form of social identity. Pro-slavery leaders among the colonists formulated a new ideology that merged all Europeans together, rich and poor, and fashioned a social system of ranked, physically distinct groups. The model for race and races was the great chain of being or scale of nature, a semi-scientific theory of natural hierarchy of all living things derived from classical Greek writings. The physical features of different groups became markers or symbols of their status on this scale, and thus justified their positions within the social system. Race ideology proclaimed that the social, spiritual, moral, and intellectual inequality of different groups was, like their physical traits, natural, innate, inherited, and unalterable. This article was published by PBS. You can read it online. It was written by a woman, a black scholar. She is clearly stating that white people started the concept of race. And there is no evidence that suggests that in 2016, they do not hold the same racist values. I'll stop there. When I come back, I am going to go over why racism is the world's greatest problem. You are listening to The Barbershop here on CobrasInAction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. Be back.
Stop doing anything that has show-off value. Stop trying to attract attention to yourself by showing off. Because once you get everybody's attention, what are you going to do with the attention that you got? That's a logical question. Remember, I keep saying all problems can be solved through the process of questions and answers.
Yes.
So you should ask yourself, why are you trying to get people's attention? And what are you going to do with the attention that you got once you get it? In other words, if I'm standing on a street corner and I say, hey, everybody look at my hairstyle. I want everybody, get out of their cars. Park them somewhere and come back and take a look. This is me. I just got a new hairstyle. I want everybody to see my hairstyle. All this stuff that you all are doing, you're wasting your time. Come and look at me. Come and do something constructive in your life. Do something that makes sense for once in your Negro lives. Come and look at me. Neely Fuller, I'm standing on this corner, and I just got a new hairstyle that nobody in the world has ever had. So you need to learn from this. You need to straighten out your lives by looking at me and my hairstyle. Now, so the people come, and they assemble by the thousands, and they look at me and my new hairstyle or my new tattoo. Or my new angle that I use when I sag my pants. I am getting people's attention.
Yes.
So the question now is, now that I have everybody's attention, what is supposed to be what? The constructive result.
Okay.
I should be able to answer that question. What?
Should be, yeah.
How has this contributed to making a betterment of solving their problems for the rest of their lives?
Okay.
If an officer stops you, always be polite and never ever run away. Promise mama you'll keep your hands inside. Is it a gun? Is it a knife? Is it a wallet? This is your life. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. No secret, my friend. You can get killed just for living in your American skin.
This is the problem with black people. I don't think any kind of singing, dancing, jumping up and down, waiting for some mythical, magical appearance from something out of the sky, I don't think any of that is going to stop you from getting smacked in the mouth. You get smacked, you get punched, you get kicked in the mouth, you smack, punch, and kick back, period.
You know what? That's what Trump should do. The second he's elected, you go and you motherfucker, you take it back. You don't like it? Peace! Black Lives Matter, go mad at the fucking Ghana. Go dig for fucking diamonds over there. Have fun.
Do you realize you sound like a racist, right?
Maddie, I don't care. You wanna know why? Cause I'm not up there saying white lives matter. White lives come to the front. Black lives go to the back. I'm just like, hey, what's up? How you doing? But when you want to come at me with your fucking Black Lives Matter and this, that, and the other thing, and the white people need to go to the back because white black people always had to go to the back, now the white people need to do it, fuck your black ass. Get the fuck out. Get out of my country, you're causing the fucking problem. Bye.
I never said any of that.
Here's your ticket back to motherfucking Nigeria. Peace out.
I never said any of that.
The guy you voted for is the number one fucking head of that fucking bullshit. He fucking started the shit, and he fucking incites fucking riots. When he said, I support the Black Lives Matter movement, that's it. You're done. You're done. You're a dumb fucking nigger in my book. You have no fucking value.
Did you realize it makes you sound like a racist when you use racial slurs,
though,
right?
Don't be a dumb nigger. Don't be a dumb fucking nigger. Don't be your average fucking shoeshine boy. Get a job. Go to work. Do something other than sitting there making fucking videos about fuck Donald Trump, gonna take my mom's fucking food stamps away, and blah, 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 blah. I'm gonna start a war. I'm gonna go to war. Why don't you get a fucking job, you fucking nigga?
But we're not living in that world anymore. Yes, white people are generally better off than many other people. But again, the question really is, which way is the arrow pointing? All of these institutions are not acting on behalf of white people. They are acting on behalf of non-white people. You can talk about this being fair or what have you, but I will be brutally honest with you. Fairness has never been really a great value in my mind. I like greatness and winning and dominance and beauty. Those are values, not really fairness.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I am your host, Cobra Number One, and you are listening to The Barbershop. I am speaking about racism, what it is, what it is not. And now I want to make it very clear that racism is the world's biggest problem. All of the other problems in the world today, poverty, hunger, crime, violence, terrorism, war, all women's issues, all of it is rooted in white people's thought, speech, and action. Well, what is white people's thought, speech, and action rooted in? It's all rooted in racism. Everything that white people do is rooted in racism. They believe they are superior. regardless of you know, regardless of what some white person told you, regardless of how many Negro spirituals your white best friend knows, or regardless of how many black people the white people you know have slept with, their whole identity is rooted in racist ideology. And this explains their behavior. Now, if you look at the current global situation, the entirety of it is a reflection of the dominant but minority white culture. All of it. I think it was mentioned earlier in the article I referenced, but I'll restate it again. White people are a very hierarchical people. You have poverty because white people do not believe in equality. You have hunger because white people believe that some people will be competitive enough to earn a living and some will not. And this is the natural order of things. Natural selection, as they call it. Because white culture breeds desperation, people commit crimes and are violent. They commit acts of terrorism and protest. And wars are fought to try and correct the problem. The problem that is white people. I've mentioned the term white people, and I think it is important to examine what a white person is, as I think this will provide great clarity for a lot of victims of racism. So next week here on The Barbershop, we are going to go over, what is a white person? What do they mean when they call themselves white? Why are they identifying as white? What does it mean? And vice versa, why are you black? And what does that mean? You see, when a white person is referring to a black person, what is it that they are really referring to? So next week, we are going to examine the term white as it is used to refer to the people who classify themselves as white. And we're going to go over the term black, used by white people to classify you, or more than likely, because I imagine that if you're listening to this show, you're probably a black person, a person classified as black. And so we're going to talk about it. Why are you classified as black? And why am I saying that white people classify themselves as white and that they classify you as black? Why is it not white people classify themselves as white and black people classify themselves as black? Why is that not the case? So we're going to talk about all that next week. But the biggest problem today, the biggest problem in the world today is racism. Period. And it is, I can't stress enough how important it is for black people. Really for all non-white people. But I am talking specifically to black people. I am a black person, and I don't have any shame in saying that I advocate for black people. I advocate for all people. But as a black person, I'm speaking and I feel comfortable speaking to black people in a way that is meant to benefit everyone. But I'm not ashamed of saying that I want this to benefit black people. Because in my mind, if it benefits black people, it benefits everyone, including white people. And the only people that really don't want that, well, the only people that don't benefit are the people that intend on mistreating you. Those are the only people that I am not concerning myself with. So people like to refer to good white people. You know, a lot of black people like to refer to good white people and, oh, well, this person, this is a good white person. And, well, you know, well, yes, white people are racist, but my friend, she's not racist and she's white, or my friend, he's not racist, but he's white. You see, a lot of black people like to play that game. I don't play that game. I say that all white people are racist. Are all white people intending to be racist? I don't know. I really don't know that the answer to that question. So I assume that you have some white people that may not necessarily understand the system in which they benefit. It's possible. I'll grant you that. So because I believe that it's possible that some white people may not truly realize that they are practicing racism just by being white, I say, you know, I like to say that white people collectively, if they really wanted to, they could end mistreatment in like 15 minutes. They could end racism in 15 minutes. They really could, because they're the ones doing the mistreating. If someone is in your house and they're holding you hostage, if they want to stop mistreating you, you know, you don't need to have some conversation, or, you know, because everyone likes to talk about, oh, we need to have a conversation about race and this and that. No, I'm done with the conversations about race. Let's get right down to the act of ending racism right now. If you have a thief in your house, you don't need to have a conversation about how to stop the mistreatment. It's not rocket science. If the thief decides to say, you know what, this is wrong, and if you say, yeah, it is wrong, you are robbing my house, you are stealing my things, and then the thief says, okay, you know what, well, how do we end it? How do we end the mistreatment? And you say, simply by leaving my house. The thief can end the mistreatment just like that. He or she can just walk up out the house, you know, return all your things and just leave. And then there's no more mistreatment. Same thing with racism. White people are mistreating black people. Now, if white people collectively want to stop mistreating black people, they can. But the past 500 years has shown us that they are not interested in stopping their mistreatment of black people and all other non-white people. So because I have self-respect as a black person, I just assume that all white people are racist. And I don't concern myself with the details about, well, you know, this one white person in the middle of Iowa somewhere with white skin, a person who would by default be classified as white. Well, he or she is technically not a racist. They don't behave as a racist. They don't think, they don't speak, and they don't act as a racist. They have what we would call white skin, but this person is truly not a racist. I don't even consider that person to be a factor at all. Why? Because that one person is of no consequence to the ending of the system of racism, white supremacy. And that's what I mean when I say that black people are concerning themselves with good white people, bad white people. That's bullshit. That's an excuse to just be cowards and not address the problem. It's much more clearer
It makes more sense to just operate under the premise that all white people are racist and all of them are mistreating you. Stop being a scary nigga. You know they're all mistreating you. And like I said, you know, Mother Teresa over here, the Negro Mother Teresa wants to point out and give, you know, give cookies and brownies and award points to some white person, you know, in the middle of Idaho somewhere, some cracker in Nebraska somewhere, some cracker from parts unknown, and give this person, give this white person the Humanitarian of the Year award because this person is not a racist. What am I supposed to do with that? How does one white person that may not be a racist, how does that clarify for black people racism? Because it doesn't. It just adds confusion. So what? And yes, I will concede there's probably a white person that probably, well, there's probably a person with what we would call white skin that is not a racist. But it means nothing. I don't care. Because most white people, all white people are practicing racism. And that one person, you know, with white skin that may truly not be a white person, maybe that person exists. I'm saying, so what? Because that person alone cannot stop mistreatment. That person cannot stop racism, white supremacy. All right, that's the end of the show, folks. I hope you all enjoyed it and found it constructive. Please visit cobrasinaction.org and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Instagram. Well, not Instagram yet. We don't have the Instagram set up, but please follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, by scrolling to the bottom of any page on the site and clicking on the social media icons. Remember, catch the show every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on cobrasinaction.org and the Black Talk Radio Network. And archives of the show are available on www.cobrasinaction.org. This is RG Reed signing off. Until next time, peace.
Victims Guaranteed Qualification, VGQ.
And another thing, when you say integration, it comes on the end of marriage too, right? All right, been together.
Right, sure.
And I'm sure no intelligent white person watching this show, or no intelligent white man in his or her right white mind, want black boys and black girls marrying their white sons and daughters, and in return introducing their grandchildren as half brown, kinky haired black people.
I wouldn't object to that.
Well, you wouldn't, but a lot of them would.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people would. No, this is the point.
What I'm trying to say is this. You don't have it. You say you don't, but you don't have it. You really ain't gonna have it. You're on the show and you gotta say that. But
that's not true.
Why would you wanna do that?
Because I don't think I'm any different from you, you see.
Yeah, we much different.
That's, I mean, I think society's made us different.
You know we're different. We're all together.
Society's made us different.
No, not society. God made us different.
No, we're just human beings. He made all of us.
We all, listen, blue birds fly with blue birds, red birds wanna be with red birds. Listen, tell me when I'm wrong. Pigeons wanna be with pigeons. Tell me when I'm wrong.
We should have
they don't have intelligence, but yet they stay together. We should have more intelligence than them, right? Buzzards are with buzzards. Yeah. Buzzards are with buzzards. Bluebirds are with bluebirds. They're all are birds, but they've got different cultures. The eagles like to hang out in the mountains. The buzzards like to fly around the desert.
Well,
the bluebird like to fly around the trees and the grass.
There'd be certain problems, a buzzard mating with a sparrow, wouldn't there?
What?
There'd be certain problems.
Right. We have the problems too. I don't see no black and white couples in England or America walking around proud holding their children.
That's because society...
And going out.
That's society's fault. We've got to educate people around it.
Well, life is too short for me to be raised catching hell for something like that. I'd rather go and be my own. I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife. They look like me. We're all happy, and I don't have no trouble. And I ain't that much in love with no woman to go through all that hell. Ain't no one woman that good. You understand?
I understand. Yeah, I do understand. I understand. But I think it's sad that
it ain't sad because I want my child to look like me. Every intelligent person wants his child to look like him. I'm sad because I want to blot out my race and lose my beautiful identity. Chinese love Chinese. They love the little slanted eyed pretty brown skinned babies. Pakistanis love their culture. Jewish people love their culture. A lot of Catholics don't want to marry number of Catholics. They want the religion to stay the same. Who want to spot up yourself and kill your race? You a hater of your people if you don't want to stay who you are. You shame what God made you. God didn't make no mistake when he made us all like we were.
I think that's a philosophy of despair.
Despair.
I really do.
It ain't no despair. Yeah, number one, can't no woman. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you. Listen, no woman on this whole earth, not even a black woman in Muslim countries, can please me and cook for me and socialize and talk to me like my American black woman. No woman, at last, is a white woman. Can really identify with me and my feelings and the way I act and the way I talk. And you can't take no Chinese man and give him no Puerto Rican woman and holler about we in love and you emotionally in love and physically, but really they're not happy because she's gonna hear some Puerto Rican music, he's gonna hear some Chinese music. And they're gonna be clashing all the time. It's just nature. You can do what you want, but it's nature to want to be with your own. I wanna be with mine. I love my people. That's all I hate.
Victims Guarantee Qualification, VGQ.
You got to I'm here to tell you that the only way you're going to stop police brutality is you got to stand up and be brutal with this damn beast. You got to step to this cracker or it will never stop.
Stop doing anything that has show-off value. Stop trying to attract attention to yourself by showing off. Because once you get everybody's attention, what are you going to do with the attention that you got? That's a logical question. Remember, I keep saying, all problems can be solved through the process of questions and answers.
Yes.
So you should ask yourself, why are you trying to get people's attention? And what are you going to do with the attention that you got once you get it? In other words, if I'm standing on a street corner and I say, hey, everybody look at my hairstyle. I want everybody, get out of their cars. Park them somewhere and come back and take a look. This is me. I just got a new hairstyle. I want everybody to see my hairstyle. All this stuff that you all are doing, you're wasting your time. Come and look at me. Come and do something constructive in your life. Do something that makes sense for once in your Negro lives. Come and look at me, Neely Fuller. I'm standing on this corner, and I just got a new hairstyle that nobody in the world has ever had. So you need to learn from this. You need to straighten out your lives by looking at me and my hairstyle. Now, so the people come, and they assemble by the thousands, and they look at me and my new hairstyle or my new tattoo or my new angle that I use when I sag my pants. I am getting people's attention.
Yes.
So the question now is, now that I have everybody's attention, what is supposed to be what? The constructive result.
Okay.
I should be able to answer that question. What?
Yeah.
How has this contributed to making a betterment of solving their problems for the rest of their lives?
Okay.